What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Wilton, joined by Detective Wilton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
In today's episode, I thought it would be fun for us to have a discussion around the biggest misconceptions about law enforcement. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's content. I think that there are two layers to misconceptions. There are misconceptions that law enforcement officers have within the entire sphere of law enforcement. And then there are misconceptions that the community has when it comes to law enforcement.
You know, it's something as you're talking about this, I the list starts scrolling through my head of all those misconceptions. And that's something that we as law enforcement have to dispel. So it's public knowledge that, you know, we're people too. Do we make mistakes? Absolutely. Do we have caring personalities? Absolutely. We have families. We're not just robots that you send out into the world and don't have any feeling or emotion for what we do.
Yeah, so I made a list of misconceptions. The first one here is that all police actions are accurately portrayed in the media.
If that were only true, we wouldn't be in the dynamics of 2020 through present of the defund the police movement and all that stuff.
Yeah, because the reality is that media coverage can sometimes be selective or sensationalized, and they're all focused on getting those views.
Yeah, it's the more views they get, the more money they get incoming from sponsorships, etc. And that's what they thrive on.
And it's really sad because it puts officers in this predicament where then they have to defend themselves. So for the amount of sensationalized media videos that I have seen that have overlooked the positive outcomes when it comes to law enforcement activity, I have seen just as many, if not more, officers posting videos and agencies posting videos like community outreach programs or the good deeds that officers do on a daily basis who never want to be filmed or boast for the notoriety, because that's just what you do.
You know, it's one of those things, and you're seeing this adaptation for our departments in general changing that dynamic. So staying ahead of that negative media that's going to be pushed out there that we have no control over. So why don't we push out everything, and then there's not a misconception associated to it.
So the next misconception is most police officers are bad.
I mean, that's what they tell me on a regular basis. That's what the community, and not the community, I shouldn't say that, the media portrays law enforcement as a bad dynamic, when law enforcement, 99.9% of them are good people wanting to not only do a job, but to protect their communities and make life easier, because we're dealing with the worst of the worst on a regular basis.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the vast majority of officers they're truly dedicated professionals that are committed to their job, which is protecting and serving their communities. The next misconception I have here is that good cops protect bad cops.
And, you know, there was a day and age where it's kind of that good old boy system, and to where, you know, there's things you just don't say anything, or you walk away from a bad incident, whether the cops portrayed things the right way or the wrong way, you just stay out of it. And that's where that misconception comes from, is historically that's what makes the headlines, that's what makes the news. But once again, 99.9% officers, we intercede on a regular basis for our brothers and sisters in blue.
Yeah, and the truth is that with every officer I know, no good cop likes a bad cop, period.
No, not at all.
For many reasons, but most importantly, for the safety aspect of that, the other officers and the community that they serve. And so I think that a lot of people might not know that most law enforcement agencies actually have mechanisms in place for reporting and investigating misconduct, most of which can be reported anonymously, be it by other officers or people in the community.
Yeah, there's always checks and balances with anything that you do, and it's important to have a foundation set up and also to follow through with those reports to where they're not just falling through the cracks.
Yeah. Another misconception that I was thinking about is that police officers lack emotion or they lack empathy.
You know, and that one just makes me laugh because I know and I can just go through all the officers I've met throughout the nation and different aspects. And I will tell you this, they're the most empathetic and compassionate people you will ever meet. They're doing this job not only just to earn a paycheck, but they're doing it because they truly do care.
Misconception: law enforcement uses use of force excessively and arbitrarily.
If that were to happen, everyone would be beat up all the time, and everyone we come in contact with would always have injuries because we're just going out and just beating people up.
It's true. If that were the truth, we would have to think about the common sense understanding of the level of training that all officers have, no matter the size of their department, and understand that every subject that was in contact with law enforcement would leave with a black eye, which obviously isn't true and obviously doesn't happen.
If you look at the numbers in itself, it just shows you how few and far between it truly is. Does it happen? Absolutely. Use of force is a necessary thing, but that's to protect ourselves and the community we work for.
Yeah, another misconception that I put here was derived from me remembering the entertainment that I would get from watching the show Cops with my dad when I was a kid. And I put this misconception here: police work is constantly action-packed.
I always joke as with my trainees, with the community and stuff, is we have 5% fun, 95% paperwork. And that's the reality behind it. And most people don't realize that. Our job can be very boring and I'll just use this as an example. You go to the shooting, it's high intense, and you get everything squared away within 5-10 minutes. And then the rest of it is waiting around, it's doing your paperwork, it's interviewing people, and it's very calm in that sense.
A lot of people, I think, forget that police officers are, too, a member of society. And so here I put this misconception that police officers are against public protests and free speech.
Our duty is to uphold the Constitution and protect everyone's rights within that Constitution, which free speech is the top one. Like, for us to allow that to happen, we are all in support of it. We wish we could have our free speech in a lot of instances.
Oh, I love that you said that.
And it's one of those things, we want to let you speak your mind, and that's your American citizen's right.
Thank you. Misconception: policing is solely about law enforcement.
Can repeat that one again, because my brain didn't click on it.
Yeah, that policing is solely about law enforcement. It's only about enforcing the law.
Absolutely not. There's so many factors involved with it. There's education sides of it. There's the community policing sides of it that's enforcing the law. It's helping those who are victimized by lawbreakers. There's so many factors involved with law enforcement, but people like to focus on the negativity associated to it, because if you think about through your life, how many interactions have you had a police officer? If you've had one or two, were you speeding? Was it a traffic stop? Or were you at school and that cop was there to teach you about how to be safe in your neighborhood?
Yeah, the last one that I have here before we wrap this up is, I hate this one. Police officers have quotas for tickets and arrests.
If it's actually illegal for us to have quotas, and most people don't know that. And, you know, everything is statistical driven within law enforcement. And the reason it's that way is because everybody wants to know what we're doing all the time. And so people start correlating that into us having a quota to write tickets on a certain level, which is completely, it's just a farce.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing time with us this morning. I hope that the next time that somebody, be it out of malice intent or just pure ignorance, poses the question about a misconception in law enforcement, that you just smile and send them this episode. If you've gotten any value, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.